Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I don't know why I dialed it down there, because that's not how I bring it for the show today. Hey, listen. Dial in. If you have not followed along, and I do this every single show, every single day, you need to get out on Facebook. I'm streaming live on my personal account. So if you're in my circle of influence, you can see me. Hello! Out there on Facebook land, taking care of business. Hey, I've already got people dialed in, follow along. Give a thumbs up if you like what we're saying, what we're sharing today. Hey, if you want to follow along with the show specifically, get over to Facebook, dial in, go to Facebook, facebook.com, search Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, like the page, you'll stay connected. I am going to gradually begin to shift my broadcast over to the page for the show. But for now, I'm having fun with my friends, with mis amigos that are out there, and we're taking care of business. Listen, today is part two of a job series. I've been compelled, called, moved, however you want to put it, to try to be of help and resource to help you unleash your career, also your business if that's the case, because that is the purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Bloomberg Business Radio, Business 1110 KTEK. But listen, I want to come to you live and direct. Today we're going to talk about tips for job searching in a digital age. That is right. Hey, it ain't your mama's job search no mo. It is very different than the way that it used to be. And people are having to adapt. People are having to think differently about how they search for their jobs. So I'm bringing you the digital version, wicka-wicka-wicka-wah, today here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You hear the music? Time to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Roger Michalski from Eagle Financial Publications. Are you a dividend investor? If so, let me tell you about a website that has just about every resource that a dividend investor could ask for. It's called dividendinvestor.com. We just launched a new and improved version of it, and there's nothing else like it. When you log on to dividendinvestor.com, you'll find screening tools plus an all-star ranking system to help you find the best dividend opportunities. There's a scorecard to track the dividends in your very own portfolio, plus time-sensitive updates so you'll be the first to know when dividends go up or go down, and so many other features. Be my guest. Log on for free today at dividendinvestor.com. Set up a portfolio and see how easy it is to work the dividend calculator. And be sure to take the website tour to discover all the other great benefits. I'm convinced dividendinvestor.com will pay dividends to your bottom line. Go to dividendinvestor.com now. Dividendinvestor.com.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back! As AC/DC likes to say, back in black! Now listen, hey, you out there, you. Oh, wait a minute, my friend didn't make an appearance yet. Oh my goodness, how can I do a job coaching session? How can I get in the mode, in the mood, without my broken little red whistle? Hey, anyway. Yeah, the little red whistle's in the house. There we go. We got him working now. Coach is in the house as well with you. Listen, hey, every now and again I get moved, as I shared earlier opening the show. I need to talk about things that are going to help people. That's the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Last week, if you missed the show, well, we missed you too, you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. You can dial in. Go. All the podcasts are listed. They're up there. They're live. They're ready to roll. Click, launch, and play and listen to your delight. Now, real quick, because you may have missed last week's show, I'm going to do a mini recap of some things that I feel extremely important that you need to know and understand that's going to connect you to today's discussion. And even if you listened, it's a review. But I gotta go back before I go forward. Take one step back, we're going to take a couple steps forward. So last week, real quick, if you're listening in for the first time, and listen, pause and slow down if you want to get into the show. Hey, you can call in 713-785-1817. That telephone number again is 713-785-1817. Toll free if you're out there streaming live and you want to get in the conversation as well. 877-881-0271. That telephone number, toll free, 877-881-0271. And as always, the Motivational Transitions text line is open at 281-715-9700. That text line again is 281-715-9700. The reason why I want to get that information out there is because I know a lot of people who are out there who are in between jobs or in a dead-end job, and they are not happy. And you know what? I shared this statistic last week. The American Family Association estimates in the ballpark of an adult life that you spend 80 to 85% of your waking hours at work. And if you don't enjoy what you do,
Houston, we have a problem.
Plain and simple, or wherever you're dialing in out there, you got a problem. If you're going to spend that much time at work with the people that you spend at work and you're not enjoying yourself, you've got real issues. So, maybe I need to rephrase that. But I'm sure it's a struggle. It is a challenge each day when those feet roll out of the bed, hit the floor. It's like, and I do this all the time. I pull my Eeyore. Oh, it's me. Time to go to work today. You can't. Life is too short, people. Life is way too short, folks that are out there listening in. That's why we're dialing this in. That's why we're trying to share. So, again, connect. Hey, if you get the opportunity, I want to hear from you. You have questions. I'm not going to claim to know it all, but, hey, I help you the best way that I can, or I'll point you in the direction, or guess what? I'll get back to you because I'll go do some research for you. But, listen, here's where we want to go. Last week, real quick, mini recap. Going backwards to go forward, ladies and gentlemen. Talked about five key tips for those who are in between jobs, who are looking for work, who are trying to get out there. And this is specific to that. And honestly, this, you don't have to be in between jobs for this to apply. This is for someone who's trying to better themselves. Find another opportunity to get out there. I'm going to do this real quick. The first one that I said is find the gift. And it's like, wait a minute, Ron, I don't have a job. How do I find the gift in not having a job? Very simple. You now have an opportunity to explore and to engage in ways without boundaries or borders. Now, I say that loosely because you may have some salary expectations that you're looking for. You may have some geographical borders that you need to stay within because of your life circumstances or situation. But the reality is, try to find the gift and that opportunity to discover, to explore, to seek and find work that is significant and meaningful to you. It's in that approach. It's in that mentality. So find the gift. Second piece, which is the most important piece that I talked about all week, last week, and that is this. Define what it is that you're going to go look for. If you don't give definition to your job search, okay, here's my really bad analogy, but I think you can follow. How many people out there like to go fishing, right? Now, you may have certain fish that you like to go fishing for, and there may be a certain watering hole where that, you know what, that's the best place to go, because if you go over there, you're not going to get that fish. Or if you want the running of the flounder that takes place, where are you going to go get those flounder? You have to go not only to the right place, to the right location, but you got to have the right bait. The point that I'm trying to make with that is, if you don't know what it is that you're looking for in your job or your next career, you're never going to find it. So you have to do some of that self-work and begin to define, what type of work do I want to do? Real quick, easy activity that I told everybody that was listening in last week. Again, don't do this if you're behind the wheel, but think about it and maybe process it later. And that's, keep a running list of adjectives, descriptors of the work that you want to do, the environment that you want to do that, the industry. Or if you don't care about the industry, hey, as long as I get to help people, as long as I get to do this, as long as I get to do that, I don't care what industry that is in. Or if you want to work in a specific industry, note that as well. Because that's going to apply to some of the things we're going to talk about here today. The next piece out there that I talked about is not only find the gift, define what you want, but you must know thyself. Because what you're going to have to do in order to get a job, in order to get out there to rock what you want to do, newsflash, you have to sell thyself. Now, what that means is, no, not into servitude, right, or other areas. What that means is, you must be able to go into an interview, and you have to be able to convince the individual or individuals on the other end, either of that telephone call or that interview, whatever the case might be, why they need to hire you. And if anyone has ever been on the other side doing the interviewing, it makes it so easy. I shouldn't say so easy. It makes it easier to hire individuals that know themselves and know what they offer and bring to the table. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Define what you're looking for. Know thyself. Know your network. Who is in your circle of influence that can potentially help you? Why do I put those, find a gift, define what you want, know thyself? Because if you know someone that's in your network, hey, I'm looking for work. I guarantee you, the very first question that's going to get asked of you, well, what kind of work are you looking for?
And if you sit there and go, I don't know. That isn't going to work out very well for you. That was a Tigger attempt, but I don't know how well that went off. But anyway, I did Eeyore, Tigger, hey, boing, 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 whatever it is. Case in point, others will not be able to assist you or help you if you can't do the work yourself to help yourself. And it's I hate to say it, it's help me, help you. You have to help yourself. Define that. Know your network, plug in. Once you've done that work, makes it easier to do that. And then the other point, especially, I know, I've been there. I have been there. It's not easy to make these decisions. It's especially when you're stuck. Especially when you may be a little bit down. Especially when you feel that the world's holding you back. But guess what? You have to drive the bus. You have to get in, turn on the ignition, and move and make progress. And action is the number one key, which dials in to that fifth point that I gave last week. Which is, if you're in between jobs, you already have a job. You may not be getting paid, but you already have a job. And that job is to find a job. So you need to set up a schedule. You need to set up a routine. You need to dial in and say, hey, from this time to this time, I'm going to do X. From this time to this time, I'm going to do X. And most of it, ladies and gentlemen, is the hardest work that any of us will ever do because it is self-work. Who am I? What's important to me? My values, my interests, my personality, my strengths. Look, I talked about it a lot of time. I shared a couple weeks ago. Yes, I do have a couple of different man crushes in the world, right? And one of them is Marcus Buckingham, and I've shared that. Why? Yeah, he's a good-looking Brit with a great accent. But more importantly, I have a man crush because of the work he's done and added to the body of knowledge that helps people help themselves in the strengths-based approach to identifying your strengths so that you can plug those in. That's critical and that's important. Okay, so real quick. Find the gift, define what you want, know thyself, know your network, and make your job search your full-time job until you get that job. Those are the key points from last week. You want to hear the full show, I go into more depth, more detail, go out to unleashedradiohour.com and click on the podcast link. Find the show for last week. So, what does all this mean? The reason you have to do that, and if you're just listening in for the first time today, I do encourage you to go back and listen to that, and then come back and listen to this as the podcast when we get it up there, because it's going to build off of one another. Hey, this also relates today to those recent college graduates. So the conversation that I'm having on how do you search for work in a digital world? Because everything we do, oh my good googly goo. I think we need to have pictures and portraits now and icons of individuals. They need to have a square in their hand. Because how many people do you see walking around with their cell phone in their hand or a rectangle? So that outer silhouette shape, we're attached to a digital world or lasso. We're there, we're connected everywhere. So that leads me into the first tip that I want to give you about existing and doing a job in a digital world. And here, I'm going to do it in the form of a question. When was the last time you went to Google and you Googled yourself? When was the last time you went out and put your name, variations of your name, your birth name, whatever, and you actually Googled yourself and reviewed the results of what came back? Cool thing is, you may find your doppelganger. But my point is, when is the last time you went out and found out what exists for you out there in the ether? Why in heavens to Murgatroyd? Why would I say that? Because guess what? You go apply for a job. Guess what most people are going to do who are reviewing applicants if they see what's out there? Oh, hey, we've got Bob Smith. Let's go find Bob. This Bob lives in what city? So we're going to put Bob Smith, Houston, Texas. And in everything related to you, in your area, your region, that is out there on the ether, it's going to show up. So what you need to know straight out the gate, right up front, what's out there about you. Now that sounds kind of crazy, but it's real. The internet is an amazing tool. It can help you and it can hurt you. But you need to, hey, I bring it up all the time. I'm able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. If there's something that's not correct nor accurate, if there's something out there on the internet that you don't want, you can figure out ways to go about getting that removed. And yeah, once it's on the internet, it's always on the internet. I get that. But you can find ways to get it out of the top search. You can find ways to get it out of Google's responses that goes out, crawls, and brings that back. So I cannot encourage you enough to understand and know what is your online presence. Review it. Take notes. Hey, if there's something that's really, really, really cool, then you need to make sure you know that as well. We'll talk about how you could potentially use that later. But hey, the other thing is scrub if possible. Scrub and clean if, hey, and there are companies, I'm not here to advertise for them, but there are companies that can help you with your reputation online, that can help you clean things up and make things appear more like you. Because what you don't want is that crazy wild party picture out there to keep you from getting a job. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. I am your host, Ron Klinger. You hear the music? It's time to run to a break. We'll see you on the other side. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Rob Booker here from the Booker Report on Monday through Friday, every weekday. And I don't know if you knew this, but I publish a daily and monthly newsletter for investors. Talk about trade ideas, the next big investment coming around the bend, when to trade stocks around earnings for big moves. And you can get all that stuff. Ashley, where do they go?
They go to thebookerreport.com and click subscribe.
And it takes about 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's $9 a month. Mm-hmm. I don't know what – is there anything left in America for $9 a month?
Not that I – maybe Netflix.
It's like maybe Netflix. That's it. You can't even go to the movies these days for $9.
You can't.
But you can get a daily email packed with my trades that I'm taking right now in my real account, investment ideas, strategies for success, stuff about the currency market, the bond market, the stock market, everything else that's going, everything that you need delivered to your inbox every morning. Where do they go?
TheBookerReport.com and click subscribe.
All right. Do it today. It takes about 60 seconds. It'll be the best email you receive every day.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we thank you for taking that time, that opportunity to dial in today to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. If you just dial in today to the show, we are here on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston, Texas. Thank you for following along, those out following on Facebook or streaming live online, or you dialed in at 11:10 a.m. on the dial. Today we're doing part two of what I started, and heck, I don't know, there may be a part three. Next week. I'm still working on it. I don't know where I'm going to go yet. I'm still trying to define it. Ooh, trying to define it. That is a key central theme in last week's show and today's show about how to help those who are in between jobs, or if you're looking for a new career or a new job, how do you get started? And it starts with defining that. And I'm like, that's going to be huge. You'll understand very soon why that matters the most in just a moment. But I started to talk about tips today for finding work, for engaging and using the digital world that we live in to help you. First tip that I gave, and I've got five of them today. The first one is make sure you go out. This sounds crazy, I know, and I said it last segment, but Google yourself. Review the results. Search for yourself in as many different ways as you can. I found great success. Put your name and where you're from, name in the local metropolitan area. So if I go out and I do Ron Klinger, Houston, Texas, there's a whole different thing that pops up. That way I don't get Ron Klinger, the world-renowned bridge player out of Australia that I've been connected to more times than I can count. And I battle him for domain names and other accounts and things. But my point being is you need to know what is about and out and around you regarding what's online. So you need to know that, because by golly, guess what? Prospective employers are going to do the same. Review it, take notes, and scrub if possible. Seek out assistance if there's anything that's just outflammatory or deflammatory, or that's not an accurate representation of you. And I know it stinks, but guess what? If we don't manage it, it's going to manage us. So tip number one, Google yourself, review the results, understand what's out, what your presence is online and on the internet. Second thing, and I hope the young people out there today are listening to this more than anybody else, but it goes along with the Google search, but this is specific to your social media presence. By good googly goo, you better go out there and review what you've posted. Now, real quick, I'm going to tell you straight up. You don't want to post things that's going to hurt you, your reputation, or your potential future and careers, folks. So you may think it's cool to post this, or you may want to go on a rant. You better be mindful of what you post to Facebook, to Twitter, I know Snapchat, whatever it might be, whatever. You've got to, oh my goodness, I cannot tell you how many times. I mean, we can go on for the rest of the show and probably give more examples than we have time to share about how people have lost their jobs or have not gotten jobs because of their use of social media or their poor use of their social media accounts. And then there are other people like, say, that's why I don't have a seat. That's why I don't Facebook. That's why I don't have Twitter. That's why I don't do this. That's why I don't do that. Okay, you know what? That's great. But guess what? If you do have them, you have to be responsible as to how you use those accounts. You need to be mindful. And I will tell you, I don't have a crystal ball, but if I was to look in the future, there will be some law, there will be something that will protect employees' rights and prospective employees' rights about how companies use social media for hiring and firing decisions. It isn't there yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it comes up sooner versus later. Why? Because it's one of those things. Everybody's doing it. And what do I mean by that is job companies, search firms, headhunters, employers, they go to the internet. When they get down to a list of people that they're thinking about interviewing, they're going to go out and see what is online. Because what you represent and how you represent yourself tells a lot about what you do. So I've said it before and I say it again. Before you post, before you do that, you need to think. And in essence, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And that is the fact, Jack, that you better go out there and make sure that you're using good judgment about what you post. Oh, I'll just take the picture down. Guess what? If it's out there and it's been captured, it's there. Oh, my account was hacked. Good luck with that. And explaining to a prospective employer, oh yeah, my account was hacked. No, you were crazy stupid and you posted something you shouldn't have. Be smart. Hey, speaking of being smart, if you don't clean it up, you don't look at your profile, that job search could be living on a prayer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-469-9964. 1-800-469-9964. Again, that's 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right. Hey. Listen. This is a full-on coaching session. It always backfires every time. I can count on the little red whistle. Hey, you better be able to count upon what you post online. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. We are talking today about that job search in a digital age. We are talking about what needs to happen and how that needs to happen. Why? Because it matters. You see, there's a lot of things that I guarantee you, you're going to come away from here. I guarantee you, hopefully, you're going to take more than one thing away, but I'm building up to some stuff that you probably have not even thought about because most people don't. So real quick, recap. Hey, I did a whole show last week on
what to do in your job search. Go out, unleashradiohour.com, listen to the podcast. There's 5 tips. I'm not going to go back over them again now. I already did that at the top of the hour. But today we're talking about tips for a digital world in your job search. Getting out there and trying to do what you need to do. First one was Google yourself. Make sure you go out, review, note what's out there, scrub if you need to. Heck, get help if you need it, because something that you may not want to be present, try to get it out of there. Second tip was you better know your social media presence. I would encourage you to go through Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Make a list of the accounts that you have. And you know what? Maybe you haven't used MySpace for an eternity because it's, you know, kind of off to the wayside. But you may have put something out on MySpace that could harm you. And you may not have used that account 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago. Who knows? Then inactivate the accounts and clean them up. You need to know and you need to be responsible with your online presence now more than ever. So that's a big key. Hey, oh, also, when we're talking about the social media presence, hey, give updates. Your social media network can help you. That's a whole, I can do probably an entire show on how to use social media for your job search, right? Maybe we'll get into that. But my whole point of this today is trying to give you some tips to get you prepared to go out and to secure the job, because there's nothing worse than defining, hey, this is really what, oh my gosh, there's that great, awesome dream job right there. It's in my price range of what I need for salary. It's in my region geographically. Oh, holy grail of jobs. We've already got one. Sorry, little Monty Python reference there. Would you like to go help us find our holy grail? No, we've already got one. Sorry, pop culture references. I love them. Oh, maybe I'm just humoring myself. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm sorry. I got to get back on track. I took that one too far too quick. All right. So, but my whole point is you absolutely positively need to understand what is your social media presence online. Headhunters, job seekers, job placement companies, hiring companies, HR offices. Yeah, they're out there using that to make decisions as to whether or not they're even bringing in the door. And if you can't get in the door, you sure as heck aren't going to have an interview, which means chances are you're not going to get the job. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of that. The next tip that I want to talk about briefly, and I'll get more in here because we're about to run to a break here again in a second, but on the topic of social media, the vast majority, and there's different stats out there, I think it's closer to 85 to 90% is really where it is, of people who are searching for talent. They're sourcing their talent. Guess what? They're using LinkedIn. So you may be like, oh, I don't need a LinkedIn profile. Guess again. My humble opinion, and it's just that of mine, and I have it because, hey, it's my show. My humble opinion and my professional humble opinion is you must, in today's age, in today's economy, in today's job market, you must have a current, up-to-date, professional profile on LinkedIn. You'd be like, but Ron, I'm not looking for work. Guess what happens? And I'm going to do this in 20 seconds. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. You-Know-Who. My name is Bob, and I'm calling because I've got a job opportunity in whatever this industry is, and I'm wondering if you know someone who may be interested. Guess what? That is the strategic approach that is taken to sourcing talent. They've found you. They've contacted you. And guess what? They might be interested in you or in someone that you know because they got a job to fill a job. And guess what? They'll never find you if you're not on LinkedIn, because that's where people who are sourcing talent go to find talent, on LinkedIn. We'll be right back. We're going to boogie to a break. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-417-9269. 800-417-9269. That's 800-417-9269.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more by going to motivationaltransitions.com, and you can always stay connected to the show at unleashedradiohour.com. All right, we got a long segment here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump in and give some more tips. You know, the first tips that I gave today were a connection from last week. I'm not going back over them. You can go out to unleashedradiohour.com and you can connect to those, listen to the podcast. First tip I gave today on how to engage and how to look for work in a digital age, in a digital job market. Google yourself, know what's going on. Second tip was social media presence. You better know what yours is, good, bad, or indifferent. Clean it up. Make it be representative of you and who you are and what you're trying to do. Use your social media network to help you, which ties into, hey, if you know what kind of work you're looking for, hey, anybody out there who knows, post it. If you don't ask, you're never going to get any help. You got to help yourself. Help me. Help you. All right. So, yes, that was a little in her voice, taking care of business. So when we went to break, I talked about LinkedIn. And I talked about the significance that those who are sourcing talent, i.e. and prospective employees, are using LinkedIn over and over and over again. They're using other tools, but the number one tool of choice right now is LinkedIn. LinkedIn, and real quick, oh my goodness, and I've seen this, and I agree so much. I've seen so many posts out on LinkedIn that, hello, ladies and gentlemen, LinkedIn is not, I repeat, LinkedIn is not Facebook. Keep the content that is personal, entertainment-based off of there. Put professional information out there. Do not turn a professional environment into a fun, woohoo, let's have fun social environment. No, this is about jobs. It's about careers. It is the professionals' arena to be present, and it's called LinkedIn. Just like any tool, you must use it wisely. So what you need to do is, listen, I folks that are streaming live out on Facebook, got Don that joined in, Christy's jumped in, my brother Steve, all right, hey, Jim's jumped in from Ohio. Listen, go out, unleashedradiohour.com. I had a show with my very good friend Missy Luna back in December of 2015. It was on the 17th. And the show was the strategic use of LinkedIn. Go listen to that specifically. That's an entire show. I can't do that today. But an entire show that's out there that you can go back, listen to, about how you, as an individual who's seeking employment, can use LinkedIn to better yourself, your presence online in LinkedIn, and what employers are using and how they're using it to find you. It's a great way to do that. It's a network. It's online. It's professional. Keep it that way. Please. Right? I use it as well, and I'm so tired of seeing things that belong in another environment that's not LinkedIn. Okay, so you've got to do that. You've got to use LinkedIn. Make sure, and the nice thing about LinkedIn is a little tool that helps you get your profile to be 100% complete. Now, here's my point. You may be in a situation where you're like, hey, I like my job, but guess what? Opportunity may come a-knocking. And if you've got a good, up-to-date current profile, you might be able to advance your career. Why? Because that's exactly how those who are using it as a talent source will go out and mine. They'll find what you've got, what you do, and you may get a telephone call. I have a circle of engineers that I know. Wait a minute. Because engineers are in high demand and short supply, so they're getting calls because they've got jobs. Headhunters and job placement agencies and talent sourcers, they're going to go out and find, and they're going to try to get you because that's their job. Their job is to find the people that their client has hired them to find to fill the role that their client's trying to fill. But if you don't have a presence, guess what? FOMO, fear of missing out. F-O-M-O, you know, all these little acronyms. YOLO, you only live once.
But don't miss out. You don't know when those opportunities may come along. And you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I had my LinkedIn profile up to date. I'm so glad it was 100% complete. I'm so glad it had the right summary. I'm so glad it had the right keywords. Oh, those are going to make sense here in just a second. Make sure your LinkedIn profile is out there, current, up to date. Do a Google search. How do I make my profile good? Because I ain't got time to get in all that today. Or more importantly, just do me a solid and go out, listen to the podcast at unleashedradiohour.com, and it will help you. Period. End of conversation. Next topic. Number four. You need to get ready to, quote unquote, and I know this is going to sound crazy because I'm using a computer to do my resume. You need to digitize your resume. That's my language. What do I mean by that? It needs to be clean in its presence. It needs to be aesthetically, like when I look at it, I need to be able to see what I need to see. Because guess what? You got anywhere from 3 to maximum 5 seconds on a review on paper if that resume is going to be in the keep file or the round file. You want to be in the keep file. Yes, newsflash, ladies and gentlemen, do you want people to review your resume further? It has to look good, and it has to represent the job you're applying for. You know what a common error is that job seekers do? They have one resume for every job. And then they wonder, I'm not getting any nibbles or any bites on my resume. Why? Because you need to script your resume so that it fits the job that you're applying for. So I'll give you a case in point. Listen. If you really need to think globally about your resume. If you need help, seek and find that help. There are people that can help you create a resume that will better represent what you're trying to accomplish and achieve. You're like, but Ron, I ain't got time for that. Okay, then you keep doing what you're doing and see if it gets the results. Your resume, your LinkedIn profile, which kind of is a digital version of that, needs to represent the best of you. And it also needs to connect to the job that you're applying for. I got lucky out of grad school. I had a common cover letter. I had a common resume. The mistake I made is they'll never let me live it down. Never. I left the salutation for a Mrs. and it was addressed to a Mr. Hey, I got lucky I got the job. But anyway, I'll never live that down. But I've also reviewed many resumes. And you want to make sure that if you're doing a cover letter, if you're doing your resume, it is for the job you're applying for. I've reviewed cover letters that individuals submitted with their application that were for another employer. Gone. Because if you can't give attention to that detail, what's going to happen when you get on board? Because that is the representation of you. Oh, by the way, why do you want to digitize this? Why do you want to make this look aesthetically appealing? Because guess what? How many of you have applied for a job in the last 3 to 5 years? Almost all jobs you apply for, you do so through an applicant tracking system. You go online, you submit, and you upload. You need a PDF version. You need the current, at least 2007 or later, Word version. Why? They're smaller files. Guess why I know that? I learned that because of something I'm going to share with you here in just a second. There are certain online job boards that will do a free critique of your resume. Oh, yes. Didn't I mention those all-important four letters, F to the R to the double E, free? Wait a minute. You're like, Ron, hey, I need help with my resume. I'll talk about that in a second. Think about, hey, go search for it. There's tons of tips. There's tons of information and perspectives. The key thing, you want a clean type font. Don't get all fancy schmancy. Even if you're in the creative area in an industry where that may be appropriate, people need to be able to read your resume. You may think it looks cool, but that's not why you're doing it. You need to make whoever's reviewing that resume, you, newsflash, make their job easier. Guess who might get a telephone call for an interview? Oh, it's okay. You can stand firm. No, this is my font. This is my favorite font, and I'm going to use it. Okay. How's that working for you? Do you have a job? Do you not have a job? You have to drive that bus. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know, sometimes you got to play the game. But the question becomes, how bad do you want a J to the O to the B so that you get the M-O-N-E-Y, the money? All right. So digitize your resume. So you're thinking, okay, how do I do that? So listen, there are a whole host of job boards that exist out there. Tons. A Google, a gaggle, a giggle, a waggle, whatever you want to use. There are a ton of job boards. Pop, top pop three, if you will, that hit a pop list if we were doing a, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the top three list of job boards. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. The first one is Indeed.com. Yeah, Indeed. Oh, by the way, it's owned by Google. Now, I will tell you, Indeed has a little bit from an employer perspective. Everybody uses it. And it doesn't always, garbage in, garbage out. What do I mean by that? If everybody's using it, then everybody's using it to apply for everything that they may not be qualified for. Wasting your time in reviewing resumes. Oh, by the way, yeah, using a job board, only apply and only submit applications to jobs where you meet the minimum qualifications. You're thinking, well, what do you mean by that, Ron? Oh, online job boards and online applicant tracking systems? Guess what? They have a meets minimum qualifications criteria. I cannot tell you how many resumes I've ever reviewed that did not meet the minimum job qualifications. Therefore, you have falsified your job application. You think, but what, I have to get through. Because those systems filter out those that don't meet the job qualifications. I get it. But you'd hate to get through, and then all of a sudden you don't meet it. You're never going to get a job at that location. Not unless you know someone in a high position. Because they filter it. Okay. So, what are some of those? Indeed.com, and there's no endorsements, at least not yet, of Indeed.com, Monster.com, CareerBuilder.com. I'm a fan of CareerBuilder.com. They all have their tools. I have a friend that recently used Monster.com. It doesn't matter. You need to find a tool, and I would say have an account on all of those. But you have to manage them, and you have to manage them wisely. So, what was I talking about earlier? So, Monster.com has a resume service, right? Presented by Career Perfect. I have a friend who recently updated his resume. They said, hey, we see you recently updated your resume. Would you like us to review it free of charge? Yes, yes, and yes. And so some of the things, again, here's the key. Real quick, visual representation and organization matters. Resume writing. Make sure it's action-based, results-based in the language that you use. More importantly, is it digital ready? What is the size of the file? Yeah, that does make a big difference because sometimes there are limitations. All of the applicant tracking systems like smaller files, but guess what? So do you do a doc? Do you do a PDF? Do you do a rich text font? What do you do and how do you do that to make sure that you get what you need, right? Because that's what they use. Oh, wait, by the way, once that resume gets uploaded, it needs to be a good file. But guess what? Then their system, what they do is they use that to filter and scan your resume for content. I'm going to slam the pause button right here. Pause. Why? Why? So if you go back to the show last week, if you go back to what I shared last week, if you haven't defined what you're looking for, then you just go, you're going fishing. You need to know and understand what it is that you're seeking to find. In the same way, your resume and your application materials, if you're out there doing this search, need to match the job that you are applying for. Because what happens is they scan your resume and it pulls data out of your resume that then filters to who the people actually review those resumes because the system is doing the work for them. You have to be able to stand up to that automation. You have to be able to make sure that job posted and keywords are in your resume and they match. Otherwise, you won't even get past first base. Hey, we got to take a swing at a break here. You hear the music, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Writing a Christian book? You're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
Sorry, I'm streaming live out on Facebook. Oh, I'm getting my groove on here. I get to choose my bump music, and my music gets me bumping, if that makes sense. Oh, I gotta stop. Okay, too much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We've been talking about last week and this week. This is the two shows putting together. Heck, there may be a third. I don't know. I'm still working on it. But my point is trying to help people who are looking for meaningful work, who are in between jobs. Today's show has been all about how to use the digital wave, the digital age, to maximize your job search. First tip I gave, Google yourself. Second tip, social media presence. You need to know it. You need to understand it because it's going to be out there. Third tip, you need to make sure you're actively engaged and polished and have a good-looking profile out on LinkedIn. Like, I don't need to do none of that. Yeah, you do. Just trust me. Yeah, I do. You need to get it right. If you want to know how to maximize that, go out to UnleashRadioHour.com and listen to the show that was done last December on the 17th by my good friend Missy Luna about how to use LinkedIn strategically because it matters. And then here, look, I talked about digitizing your resume, making sure that it's in a good digital presence, good font, good visuals, good keywords. Why? Because in the end, tip number five, you need to use job boards. Now, you can go out, trust me, go out and Google job boards. You're going to find a depth of them. Here's my number one tip. I highly suggest the two that have led this for a long time, Monster.com and CareerBuilder.com. I'm a career builder guy, but Monster.com, they all have stuff. You like Pepsi, you like Coke. You like Ford, you like Chevy. It doesn't matter. It ain't get the job done. The point that I'm trying to get to, find those. And then if you've been very good about defining what it is that you're looking for in your job or your career, then what you need to do is you need to take that search a couple layers deeper. And what I mean by that is, if you are, for example, I didn't know this until as an employer, and I was working in HR, that guess what? Career Builder has a subset site that they've purchased and they use specifically for healthcare professionals and specifically for nurses. Yes. You need to go to the source. So if you're looking for a specific job or a specific area, go look for those job boards in your niche area. That's where you have to be present. That's where you need to be found. So don't just use the big ones. Absolutely, 100%. But what you need to make sure that you do, if you're out there looking for work, is go look and seek and find, once you've defined, and again, you need to listen to the show last week. I go into much more depth about that. Use the job boards in your industry or your area of focus where you want to secure work. That way, you'll get the connections you need in the network online that can help you the best. Hey, we're going to run to a break real quick. We'll come back. We'll close out the show. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-719-3094, 855-719-3094, 855-719-3094. That's 855-719-3094.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking the shot, taking the opportunity to dial in today, whether streaming live, out online on Facebook, broadcasting live, dialing in on UnleashedRadioHour.com or on the dial at 1110 AM. Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. I thank you for being a part of today's journey. Now listen, I didn't get into this radio show to just talk freely. I did this to try to be a help, to be a resource to help you unleash your career and your business. I hope that the last 2 weeks have been helpful. I know that there are people out there that because either the industry that they're in, situations that they could not control, find themselves in between jobs. I also know there's probably a lot of people out there, based upon the statistics, who are in jobs that they're not fully engaged in. My hope is that last week and this week and possibly even next week will help you to better unleash your career. Whether that's your own business, whether that's working in someone else's business, it's not my decision to make. You need to do the self-work. But one of the key things that I believe in very strongly is you've got to make it your plan. If you're in between jobs, your job is to get a job. It's to work day in and day out, to create a schedule, a routine, to keep you moving, to network, to plug you in, to go to lunch with someone, to go to a networking lunch. To get involved with your local chamber. I don't know, but doing nothing will produce. Wait a minute. They won't produce any results. You have to take action, and you have to take massive action if you want to find that out. If you want to have results, you can't just sit there idly and wait for them to come knocking at your door. You've got to move. Now, one of the things that we talked about specifically today, and those quick tips I'm going to give you just real quick to rattle them off, and if you're just listening to this to the podcast, go back and dial in, or you just dialed in. Look, Google yourself. You need to know what it is that's about you out online. You need to review that, scrub it if necessary. Do what you got to do. Second piece, you better be absolutely aware of your social media presence. You need to be mindful. Think before you post. The worst thing that you can do is late at night, man, you fired up about something and post something out there and think, oh, well, I'll just take it off. No, guess what? Somehow, some way, it can get captured. Every Windows machine, and I'm sure Mac machines now, it's called Snip. And people can grab that stuff. So you need to be mindful of what you post and how you post. Your social media presence matters because prospective employers will use it in every industry. Third piece, have a good clean profile on LinkedIn. Fourth piece, make sure your resume, when you're using an applicant tracking system, when you apply online, is digital, ready to go, clean. Keywords are there that match the job you're applying for so that the system will scan you in the keep file versus the does not meet file. And then use job boards. Job boards aren't your only resource. Job boards are not your only resource. What you must do and how you must do that is you've got to connect. You've got to connect in that way. And to that extent, and I think I just lost the feed out on Facebook. Someone, I'm using my phone, and someone tried to call me, so hopefully we're back. The quote today is what I want to leave you with on this digital version of this show. A visual version of you provides far greater insight to prospective employers. Don't let it just be about a piece of paper. Your LinkedIn profile. Put a professional image up there, not you kicking it with your homies or with a beverage in your hand. It's a professional environment. Keep it that way. Thank you for dialing in, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening in. I'm going to give one last little toot. Ha! Until next week, see ya!